What part of us is like, you know, smooth operator? Like,
facts.
Yeah, and he's not a part of the group currently. Like, Mama ain't smooth. Mama's rough around the edges.
Were you there for the negotiations, man? Mama snooze.
No, Tess was, like, busy, you know, doing dumb shit. Like, Tess doesn't have Tess was probably, like, you know, telling, like, trying to, like, see how many meatballs Twitchy could stuff in his mouth at once. Like,
listen.
She's a simple girl.
Tess is a hot mess doesn't mean Mama's not smooth.
I think Mama's rough around the edges.
Let's put it up to the vote. How about you, Megan Trav? Don't you think Mama's smooth?
I think Mama has her moments.
Oh shit.
Hey. Let me finish here. Okay? Like, she'll have, like, I don't know, depend on the day, depend on the conversation. I'm not saying she can't be smooth ever. It's just sometimes when she's, you know, she's doing her best.
Hello, and sorry for the quiet voice, but it is 11 o'clock where I am right now, and my roommate is very much asleep. Welcome to the 5th episode of Shadows Over Charlotte, a Dice Fiend's Shadowrun Anarchy adventure. When we last left our heroes, they rescued Kelly Quick from a fight at the strip club, checked in on some awakened toddlers, and King Chunky made his grand debut. It's been 3 days since the...
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Since you left me.
Da-da-da-da-da. I'm sorry, it was there, I couldn't help it.
No, yeah, it's... That's the best song. That's a good song. That's a good song. There's no need to be sorry about what a great song that is. I will hear no objections. It's been 3 days since the strip club and Twitchy's Earth Elemental made its debut.
That was amazing.
King yes. Thunder Chunky!
Yes, but y'all decided to lay low and you spend some time practicing getting ready for the next phase of your mission. So how have y'all upgraded yourselves since then? Let's start with Trav, or Twitchy.
Twitchy's doubled down on his studying. No, I'm kidding. I'm better at casting things. Because, yeah.
Nice. Megan?
Tess has been tinkering around and adding more spikes and shit to her armor. So she has improved her armor and maxed it out. And Tess has been studying... ? You know? Googling some stuff on her I can't think of the comm. Googling some shit on her comm device and getting smarter, so her logic has improved. Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know what she's been Googling, but she's like, guys, I'm smarter. I'm so fucking great.
Somebody did the homework.
Someone did their homework, and it was me, and I didn't copy or cheat this time. Yeah.
Turns in the homework, it's signed V. Fuck, I forgot to change the name.
Wait, what?
Shit. I'm stealing your homework, V.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
That wouldn't be the first time.
All right. Nice.
So, Meg, what has V been doing?
Well, since... V's not really upgrading anything at this time because doesn't feel like it. She has mostly been training by, I guess, punching things, really. It's what she does best.
My advice? More punching.
You said it, Mama.
And GM, how have you upgraded?
Now, I think we're forgetting about someone before I... come up with some bullshit answer. Vera, what's up? How's Mom upgraded?
After she saw how things went down, she's decided to do a little more focusing on her game face and being able to kind of square her shoulders. And so she's been working on her intimidation tactics. She's been working on how to scare the fuck out of people with just words and the look on her face. So a lot of staring at herself in the mirror and going, and then she's also been doing a lot of just reading lots of different books and learning as many tricks as she can. She's been reading on mechanics. She's been reading on knowledge. Just anything she can figure out, she's been doing a lot of preparing herself, you know, trying to be prepared in any situation.
We've gotten through all the people who have talked about upgrading, which is nice. Absolutely no one left.
Nice try.
Okay, so how have I been upgrading?
+2 to your storytelling.
Oh. Roll me logic plus agility test. Try to get 7 hits.
All right.
Wait, you're trying to level up and she has to roll for it?
Yep, this is it.
No, I mean, I'm talking about the sniper rifle.
Sniper rifle, holy shit. All right, what do I have to roll?
No, you're good.
My god.
He leveled up by sniping your ass.
Oh, he got me.
I leveled up all the NPCs.
They got beefier.
Now they all have sniper rifles and just stay away from Tess.
Jesus Christ.
And Mama, so she can't intimidate the guy with melee range. Y'all formulated the plan of action to assassinate each of the Humana Slayers. So you went after Karen's drug dealer first. So you found out where Hardash's mother lived, and then found out where his twins go to school on Monday the 30th. Then you got into a strip club fight when Kelly Quick accidentally blew her cover and you needed to bail her out. And then, so it's been 3 days since then. So it would be the 2nd of Jan. It'll be the 2nd of February, which is a Sunday. What? No. Yeah. Wait. Fuck. Yeah. So it was Thursday the 30th.
Did one of the other dudes Friday. Come in town yet? Because I know there was one on his way.
So Samuel Malone, the Atlanta police chief, who was discharged because of embezzling, and he's in charge of the Humanist military branches in the CAS, he won't be until tomorrow. And Peter POS, as someone someone called him, he'll be on the 10th of February. So you still have only Karen at this point in time.
Got it. February 12th is the Humanist rally.
Mm-hmm. On the anniversary of the Night of Rage. Okay,
and you said today is the 31st?
Today is the 2nd. Okay. Since you came down on the 30th, and it's been 3 days as you are hiding out. Like, because there was law enforcement going around after a nightclub was hacked up.
Okay, got it. Okay, and Samuel Malone is going to be in town on now.
Samuel Malone will be in town on the 3rd.
Oh, okay. So he'll be in town tomorrow.
Once that happens, Al-Habab has informed you that any Humanist events or leaders will probably have more guards on them then.
Okay. Over the course of the last few days, I would like to reach out to Hardash.
Alright. So you would like to plan a meeting? Or?
Yeah.
How do you reach out to him?
Well, how did, because Kelly Quick was my in on him, how to find him, right?
Yes, she used to be a friend of his until she wrecked a family dinner a couple of years
ago. So how would I be able to get in contact with him? Like a number or a location he might be found at? Like, how would be the best way to reach out to Hardash?
So Kelly Quick, since he is Karen's main supplier, I don't think calling him over the phone would be a good idea. So if you can get if there's someone subtle you could send, or you could arrange a meeting in person, or if y'all can think of another way to get in contact with him.
Well, you're my in on him. I don't know how else we could get in contact. I'm not really in the drug racketing, Mark.
Mama, send me. I'm subtle. I am smooth. Like my blades.
You put the B in subtle.
Put the B in subtle.
Big, big sigh.
I'm not sorry.
Goodness gracious.
Just send me and, like, send Twitchy with me. Like, he's subtle. Like, no one's gonna notice.
Hey, nobody more subtle than Twitchy.
No more suggestions from you, okay? No more suggestions from you.
Whatever.
Let's see if I have anyone in my, contacts list. Elven Fixer, Johnson, Street Doc, Bartender, Frankie the Famori, it's a bartender. I could ask him if he knows, any, you know, druggies or con men that would be down for a job where it's like, I need you to arrange a meeting with a dude.
Why wouldn't you go, Mama? Like, you would be the, like, you're the most capable of talking. And also, Hardash, like, hasn't seen you whatsoever. Now, like, Tess doesn't know that, like, Hardash saw us leaving, like, two crazy chicks, leaving the senior home.
Well, he saw you guys. He didn't see me, so.
Yeah, like, I feel like you would be capable of negotiation. I mean, you are. I don't see why you couldn't have a meeting with Hardash to negotiate.
Where is it that he usually haunts again?
I hope I pops in. My people last saw him in the park downtown. He usually hangs out there around lunchtime.
I guess let's go check it out. I'll go, and somebody come with me for backup.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Me.
V, come with me.
God damn it!
Gonna pat Tess on the shoulder. It's okay. Next time. You got him, Mom.
And what are the two... What would Risky and Tess be doing? Or Risky. Twitchy and Tess be doing?
Sorry. I like that name. Risky. That's a new name.
Risky.
Rhymes with whiskey. After the club, he got risque.
Oh,
damn.
So I can't remember what the other leads were. We were trying to. So the strip club was for the one gentleman because he likes to go there and have a good time. What was the other link for the third person, not Karen?
Samuel Malone was into underground fighting.
That's right.
You do know that there is an entrance into the Blood Pit, which is the Charlotte Metroplex's elite, super legal underground fighting arena inside the old detention centers that still exist in the Scar.
I have here in my notes Autumn Boys, which is like humanist security. I think they work under Samuel.
The Autumn Boys would be the Charlotte, like, specific branch of the Humanist Party. They have a hazing. They have a hazing ritual where they will send people into the Scar to find a metahuman and beat the shit out of them.
Twitchy, how do you feel about going to the Blood Pit?
It sounds like it's gonna stain Twitchy's coat.
Is your coat not stained already?
Not with blood?
It's fine. It's fine.
Alright, we gotta find dry cleaning.
Fine, well...
There's a limit.
Twitchy's cloak gets dry cleaned. He doesn't recognize it. It's like a baby blue color underneath everything. Oh my god.
It was gray.
It started gray. Just because it's brown now,
I can't speak to that.
Oh, dear.
Various shades.
Tess will put up her hands and be like, all right, if you get blood on it, I will pay for dry cleaning for your coat.
Alright.
Alright.
And Tess will look to Mama and be like, is that fine, Mama? Can't go to the blood pit.
Actually, out of everybody in this group, I think you'd be the best one to go.
Really?
You? Blood? Pit? Yeah.
Fuck yeah! Fuck him up. Well, I'm actually not gonna compete because you fight to the death and I'm not into that. I actually wanna live. Yeah.
Well, you'd only die if you're a loser.
Okay.
Mama would be mad if I signed up. I got other things to kill.
Just check it out. See what you can find. See what kind of ends we can get on Samuel Malone. Avoid getting killed.
Yes, Mama.
Mission objective.
Survive.
And normally that's very ominous, but with Tess it's just like...
Every day. Don't fuck up. Try not to.
Objective failed. People come running at you with a bottle.
Yes.
I love this emergent gameplay.
Jesus Christ. Well,
at least it's not an escort quest, because that was awful.
Twitchy says as he's following behind.
Ah, dang it!
Tess at a slow pace.
Wait, am I the NPC?
Oh, God.
You are leaving Twitch. You are too far ahead of Twitchy. God damn it.
Oh, God.
Twitchy wanders off looking for a hot dog stand.
Oh, God, the passing.
That's the escort trip is keeping him focused.
Ooh, hot dog stand. Twitchy, no! Mission failed.
Keeping him focused. Tess goes for the hot dog.
Yes, it's like, oh, what were we doing? Oh, shit, our mission. Mission failed.
So how did the blood pit go? We found
a hot dog stand. A working
shake machine.
The red stuff on Twitchy's coat is actually ketchup, not blood. Who knew? Like, don't gotta pay for dry cleaning. Sweet.
Okay, let's keep going.
All right, so... So, Mama and V are going downtown to meet with Samuel Malone. Nope, to meet with Heart Dash. While Tess and Twitchy are going to the blood pit to get some information.
And a hot dog.
And a hot
dog. They better sell a hot dog at this blood pit or Tess is going to be real bummed.
There better be a vendor.
Or Tess will join the fight.
For hot dogs! You get money. Fuck that! Hot dogs!
I'm going to say it narratively makes more sense to go with Mama and V first.
That makes sense, yeah.
So then, like, while they're negotiating, we can cut to Tess and Twitchy.
Sounds good. You'll be fine.
And I might get a little loose with the Shadowrun lore, Trav, so please forgive me if I do.
Do not even worry about that.
All right. Hot dog people, here we come. All right. So, as you once again part ways, I'm guessing that Tess and Twitchy will be walking. So, Mama and V drive off in Fax's car to meet him downtown. Are y'all talking about anything on the way?
Mama, what exactly is our game plan here? Because, I've really only got blackmail on me. That's it.
Really? I think blackmail will be enough. We just need to convince him that we need Karen dead, and it would benefit him the most to help us do that.
Yeah, true.
Blackmail and scaring the shit out of him should do it.
Alright, but if he runs, I'm chasing him.
Well, that's why I wanted to bring you.
Oh, okay, cool. Glad we're on the same page.
Because if the photo wasn't enough, I figured you could break a few fingers.
Oh, I can break more than that.
As y'all arrive downtown, you find a suitable parking spot. About a block or two away from the park, because that's just how downtown parking works. It, like, the very core of downtown Charlotte has gotten a lot more like, hey, we're not having any cars here, so you just park here and then walk to wherever you want to go.
All right. Works out. I don't see any reason not to.
Yep. So you're going to the park. It's about 1 p.m. as was established around the lunchtime. And I'm going to need you both to make me a perception check. Or awareness check. So logic plus logic.
Coming right up, boss. See, my logic is a grand 5. So 5 plus 5 is 10. Roll it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 successes.
Nice.
3.
Nice, nice, nice. So you both see the man. You both see a middle-aged man, like in a suit. He's talking on his comm. He looks nervous. You both see him and like giving Kelly Quick's description. You're pretty sure that's Hardstash. Mama, you do notice he is in like the middle of a wide open space. So if there were possibly people watching him, it wouldn't be like you have cover.
So, like, we wouldn't be able to do this discreetly.
You'd need to move him in order to do it discreetly.
Got it. V, stay back. Keep an eye on my back. Keep a lookout. Make sure we don't get ambushed. I'm gonna go in and I'll talk to him.
Alright, so based on that, I'm gonna stay within maybe, like, 20 feet of Mama, and just gonna like kind of like scan the area while still trying to like keep somewhat of an eye on the conversation.
All right, how far are you scanning? Are you just like doing it on eye level, or are you looking at the surrounding buildings? Or
I'm pretty sure my sight's not that good, but I'm gonna maybe scan the buildings just in case, because you never know.
As Mama's going up, give me another awareness check.
Four.
Would you like to spend a point of edge on that?
Absolutely. Nope.
All right. So, looking around the buildings themselves, you do notice there are a lot of open windows, but whether that's someone watching the area or just because it's a nice day outside.
Oh no.
Because even in North Carolina, like, February can have a very nice temperate day. But yeah, whether that's someone watching or whether it's trying to stay outside, you can't tell. You do notice there are some people, like, just discreetly keeping their distance from the area, but, like, just, like, looking around. Kind of like you are right now. You spot about 2 people, like, just trying to look like they're just hanging out, like maybe talking on their comms, but they're like positioned in such a way they could see a pretty good area of the kill zone.
What do they look like?
There is a human with tattoos running over his head, and there is a young elf woman.
Okay.
So, Mama, as you're walking up towards him, he looks up to you. It's like, yes, can I help you?
I'm looking for someone that can help me with a little purchasing.
Well, I mean, there are plenty of shops around here.
I'm not necessarily looking for what the shops can sell. I'm looking for a little, Nova. I heard you're the guy who can get some things.
Make me a negotiation test. Because for all he knows, he could be an undercover cop.
Alright, my negotiation is 3 plus my charisma, and I think that I am going to spend one of my edge so that I will success on 4 through 6. So that is... okay, I'll be rolling an 8, so... One, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Thank God I spent that edge. 4 successes.
So yeah. He looked... I was like... You notice that he's still, like, holding his calm, but he's trying to be discreet about it. Ah, well... It sounds like a woman such as yourself would need more than a little of it.
What's some of the symptoms of someone who does Nova Coke? Or is it just like cocaine?
It's like super strong cocaine.
I want to try and show like some of the symptoms of someone who does coke. Like, I don't know, like shaking or... I don't actually know much about drugs to be like, yeah, this is a cokey. So, I have a Coca-Cola problem. Okay? Not a cocaine problem.
You have a coke problem. We all hear you. Hero famously has a coke problem.
So,
that joke is so bad.
She hates it every time I do it. Any whore. Yeah, Mama's just gonna kind of try and look more convincing that she does Nova Coke, and she just kind of gives him a little smile, and she's like, very profitable for someone who knows how to get me more than some.
He looks around. How much cola do you need?
She kind of does a look around, like, I don't want to talk here.
I'm not going to follow someone strung out into a dark alley. Unless you, of course, make some kind of charisma check that would otherwise intimidate me.
I'm going to flash a credit chit real quick in my palm.
Mm-hmm.
And basically say, I don't want to go in a dark alley, okay? I just want to go over there in a corner so we can talk. I don't want anybody kind of catching me doing this, okay? I think a man of your caliber can understand discretion. No dark alleyways.
Of course. He's looking around the area. Yes, let's go over there. It's near the edge of the area.
Okay.
This time.
But. All right. Fantastic. So,
How far away would that be from their current position?
It would be about 30 feet away from you. It does provide you also cover from some of the, like, sides of the area. Where he was sitting was basically, like, any point in the... anybody in the surrounding area could see and take a shot if they needed to. But where he's going right now would be, like, providing cover from, like, two of the sides.
All right.
As they're moving, I'm gonna glance at the human and the elf to see if they react at all.
Let's see how subtle they can be, and then you'll have to make a judge intentions test. Which I believe is charisma plus logic. Which test.
Don't fail me now. Yikes. Two.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, players went highs.
Yahoo!
So.
Oh my god.
Nice!
So you do see the human trying to maneuver himself towards the area while the elf is just, like, leaning back, and you see a hand go into her pocket. Like, normally if you fail, you'd be like, okay, yeah, she's just putting her hands in her pocket, but it's like she has her finger around. She has her hand on a gun. So.
Yikes. Okay. So she's staying put, and the human is moving toward Mama and Hard Dash. Because, like, I'm worried if I just go for her, then he's going to get there and probably mess things up.
Like, it doesn't look like he's going in for an attack, but if you had to guess, this is one of Hard Dash's part of his protection. So it's just like, in case Mama pulls out a gun, he'll be there to protect the dealer.
Okay, in that case, I'm gonna kind of like, move a little bit closer. Just to kind of like, establish myself. Because I'm sure they see me. I'm sure they know I'm here with Mama.
So are you moving, like, towards the elf woman or just, like, moving closer in general?
I'm moving closer to in Mama's direction in general because I'm trying to have her back. And I'm going to, like, try and keep, like, an ear toward the conversation, but, like, eyes on the two detail.
We want to enter the open space.
Yep, I sure do.
All right, Mama, you are in an area with Kardash. So
we're in this corner. Well, not corner, but off to the side. And you said something about him having his phone or his comlink or whatever?
Yeah, he still has his comlink on him. Like, you notice that he's just been holding on it.
Listen, Kardash, I heard that you provide the good stuff. Stuff that people who are used to the high-rise. People like Karen Jacoby.
He stiffens up as you say that.
Yeah. You provide for her, don't you?
Are you a cop?
You know, if you ask that, they don't actually have to tell you if they're a cop or not. That's just a myth.
Well, I guess I'm sure Karen Jacoby's a wonderful, lovely woman. I've never personally met her.
Don't bullshit me, Kardash.
Roll intimidate.
Actually, can I amend what I just said? Can I say instead of don't bullshit me, Kardash, can I say don't bullshit me, Rodriguez? Because if I recall correctly from my notes, that's his actual last name.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
So, don't bullshit me, Rodriguez.
All right, roll intimidate.
So, plus two dice to my roll, making it a total of 9. And then, I've got tailored pheromones, which allows me to reroll 1 die, and silver tongue. Okay, cool. So I am going to roll 9 dice, and I can reroll 3 of them. Let's do this. All right, 1, 2, 3. Should have spent that edge, because I had a lot of 4s. All right, so I've got 3 successes, and then I'm going to reroll 3 of those dice. 2 for my silver tongue, and 1 for my tailored pheromones. And no successes, so just 3 successes.
Would you like to spend an edge? To reroll your failures?
What if I spend a plot point to flip open my phone and show him the picture of his mom?
I'll give you 2 additional dice for that.
Because we start the game with how many plot points? I have to write it down.
3 apiece. 3.
Okay, so
yep.
Now I'm down to 2 plot points. Cool. That is an additional success.
All right.
Putting me at, like, 4, I think.
Okay, so basically, he was, like, nervous before, but as soon as you flip open your phone, because apparently Mama has a flip phone still, in 2081, I got it through Consumer Cellular. They're great for senior citizens like myself.
Wait, what?
You said you flip open your phone.
Oh, God, yeah.
Nice.
I'm just, like, flip of the wrist, okay? Gosh.
Oh, all right. This is my jitterbug.
Oh, my God.
He backs up, like, please. I don't want any trouble, please. Just go. I can give you some cookies just to go away. I don't want any trouble.
I don't want to give you trouble, okay? I just need you to do me a favor, and no one gets hurt. No one that you're related to, anyway.
He looks past you.
I step in the way of what he's looking at, so that he has to look at my eyes.
Look, this isn't a good place to do this. lady.
Well, you didn't want to follow me down into any dark alleys.
Well...
Big smile.
Okay, I'm sorry, one moment. He takes his comm out of, like, a little buzzer out of his ear. It's for you.
Me?
Yep, so, I do. Let's just all leave here happy. Do you take it?
I will take it. Pop it in my ear.
Well. Well. I see you didn't bring the whole party this time.
Do I recognize this voice?
It sounds like the man who attacked you first in the Italian restaurant. And I do have a suggestion. That's one of my team. I'd recommend you reconsider your next move, if I were you.
And what move would you suggest?
Step away slowly, and your little dwarf friend won't get hurt.
Who are you?
They call me Hawk.
Hawk, like the bird you said?
Yes.
That's Vero, not Mama. Okay. Just like pleasantly, like voice. The bird?
Like the bird? Yes, like the bird. I am a bird watcher.
I didn't do the voice, okay?
Look, I don't listen to players. I'm cute. I don't have
any. Oh my god.
How does it feel? Alright, well. So are we going to do this nicely, or are we going to do it meanly?
Well, let's think this through, okay?
Alright. What do you want to think about? Who am I speaking to, anyway?
Miss Myth.
I knew a woman by that name once. She was a good person.
I'm bullshitting you. It's not my name. You think I'm going to tell you my actual fucking name?
Well, that's why Shadowrunners have street names.
Who whispered right. Dumbass? I heard that.
Look. All right. Well, I was mainly saying to myself. Wait, who is this?
Mama!
That's just on the other line.
I just want to say that I have a hand on Hardash's shoulder. Just to prevent him from, like, running and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do anything to Hardash. I'm just asking a little favor, that's all.
Oh, I don't care what you do to Hardash. I'm caring about who you're asking a favor about.
Oh. Gotcha. I guess, God, I don't know what to do about this situation. I'm on the phone with this guy who's basically telling me to step off Karen Jacoby because she's in his team. And his name is Hawk. Do I recognize any person that might have anything to do with the codename Hawk?
Make me a logic plus edge check.
Okay, well, I spent one of my edges, so I'm a little down on that. So,
it's your total edge.
Oh, my total edge? Cool, okay. Let's see, that'll be logic 5, edge 4, so that'll be 9. 1, 2, 3, 4 successes.
From the little you know, Hawk, what you've heard of him, he's what you would call a street samurai. He's a mercenary who used to be in the Cass army. You don't know if he has any particular affiliation with Humanus. Or this could just be a job he's doing because the pay's good.
Alright, street samurai. Was he human again? I forget.
He is human. He is like a platinum blonde mohawk. And like spiked armor.
You must be getting paid pretty good, Hawk. He's signing up with humanist scum.
You know how it is. Once the system kicks you out, you take your paychecks where you can find them.
What are you being paid, if I might ask?
Too much for you to manage, I'll tell you that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing street-level jobs like this.
I wouldn't be so sure, Hawk. I'm moving up in things.
Well, are you up front moving up in things?
Up front moving up in things?
Like, do you have the money now, or is this just like I have a great plan that'll get me a lot of money in?
Got it.
You can get on the ground floor. Right. I'll pay you an exposure.
Right. Okay, got it. That depends on what your number is.
Look, I did not expect it to go this way, so the DM did not make up a number. V, can I get you to make me another check? Another lot awareness.
5. Nice.
5? Alright. You see, as this conversation is going, the human with the tattoos on his skull is moving closer and closer towards Mama. He does have his gun drawn at this point. And the elf is like... Elf now has her eyes on the human, but she's standing on her ground. Her gun is drawn also, but like just like kept in a surreptitious way.
Okay, so...
You don't hear any of this conversation.
Of course not. Oh. Neither of them are paying attention to me, right?
Not right now, no.
Alright, well, if they're nervous, that means something's going down. But I didn't get any signals from Mama. Then again, we didn't talk about any signals.
Uh-oh.
So... this is gonna be fun. Yep.
Mama didn't give me a signal. Shit, what's the signal? Oh, God!
The signal was originally Mama putting her hand up to her ear, which she's doing now.
Oh my God, is it?
If you want it to be, I'll give you a plot point.
Oh my God.
Interesting. Alright.
Alright, have a plot point.
Thanks!
Yep. The runners are Vera, Meg, Trap, and Megan. Theming and producing was done by Eric. The tracks used in this episode are Enemy Spotted by Jess, who you can find on Twitter at OneShotMiniBoss, and Improv for Evil by Brian Boyko. Thank you to Ray Catalyst for making our art. You can find her over at KeelyGoofy Inc. or KeelyGoofyInc.com. Do you like this show? Leave us a rating and review over on your podcatcher of choice, and tell your friends about us. If you have any questions or comments, you can hit us up on Twitter at DiceFiends, or shoot us an email at DiceFiendsPod@gmail.com. And we also have a Discord if you want to come quality post with us. I'll talk to y'all later. Goodbye.